Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. Previously, we explained what we mean by meditation and how it can be achieved through the process of self-realization. You can find the link below in the descriptions. This episode is all about the experience of self-realization, the first step in our meditative journey. So let's get down to it. Sit comfortably in a quiet room on the floor or on a chair. Place both hands on your lap, palm facing upwards. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Within every human being, regardless of race or religion, caste or creed, there is the pure desire to be one with reality, to be one with the absolute. This pure desire, which in ancient scriptures is referred to as Kundalini, is like a nurturing mother, an energy which sits in our sacrum bone and is patiently waiting to be awakened. Through her ascent, we achieve self-realization and can experience true meditation. So to ask her to rise, place your right hand on your heart and keep the left hand open on the lap, with the palm facing upwards. Now ask yourself, who am I? I'm not my thoughts or my emotions. I'm not my physical problems. So who am I? Now just in your heart, ask, am I the Spirit? The Spirit knows only a silent joy and peace. Ask again, am I the Spirit? Then lower your right hand to just below the rib cage on your left hand side. If I'm guided by my Spirit, then I must be my own teacher. So ask the question, am I my own teacher? Am I my own guru? Now take your right hand to the lower part of your abdomen where the legs join the body on the left-hand side. If I'm guided by my Spirit, and am my own teacher, then that inner knowledge of my spiritual being must be within me. Now we're going to request this energy to awaken. Please awaken the pure knowledge of my spiritual being within me. Now we are going to affirm all these qualities. So take your right hand back to the base of the rib cage. And we affirm, I am my own teacher. Take your hand back to the heart. And we affirm, I am the Spirit. I'm not my thoughts or emotions. I am the Spirit. And ask, please let me feel the qualities of peace and the silence, the qualities of the Spirit. Now take your right hand to the corner of your shoulder and your neck on the left-hand side. This center catches if we feel guilty. So here to help to clear the center, we have to say, I am not guilty. Say it from your heart and say it several times to yourself. I am not guilty. I am not guilty. Now we take our right hand to the forehead and place it right across the front of the head and gently lean our heads into our hand. This is our center of forgiveness. So without thinking of any situation, we just say, I forgive everyone unconditionally. Just sincerely from the heart, say it several times. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive everyone. Now take your hand to the back of the head and lean your head back into your hand. And again, without thinking of anything that has ever happened, just say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And also, if I have done anything wrong, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for forgiveness. Then place the palm of your hand on top of your head, on the fontanelle area, part that was soft when you were a baby. And here we gently request this Kundalini energy to rise. Please rise. Please let me feel the silence of true meditation. Please give me my yoga. Please give me self-realization. Please unite me with the Absolute. Now lift your hand a few inches above the top of your head. Gently move it around and see what you feel. And take your hand as high as you can and bring it down. See what you feel. Slowly bring your hand back onto your lap with the palm open, facing upwards. Just a few minutes. Say no to all the thoughts and worries. Just be. Just enjoy the silence. Now again, take your hand and put it a few inches above the top of your head. See if you can feel a gentle, cool breeze flowing from the top of your head. Don't think, just feel. Now try with your other hand and see what you feel. Bring both of your hands back on your lap, palm facing up. See what you feel on your fingertips and on the palms of your hands. Maybe a gentle coolness, tingling sensation, or perhaps warmth. What about inside? Do you feel any different? A bit calmer? Or maybe even sleepy? Can you feel something of that all-pervading silence? These are the types of questions you should ask yourself to verify whether the hypothesis we put before you is true or not. Remember that meditation and self-realization can only be achieved through your pure desire and can be sustained, deepened, and eventually perfected with consistent practice. I assume, like most people who try Sahaja Yoga meditation for the first time, you might be having a lot of questions based on what you felt. So, join us next time and we will cover some practical techniques and basic concepts which can give you a better understanding of how meditation works.